Tourists off the Norwegian Sun find the last open excursion kiosk on Juneau's waterfront. They check out their options and arrange for a tour to the Mendenhall Glacier.
Is this one?
No, it'll be a van.
The Sun can carry up to 2,000 passengers plus 1,000 crew. Many times this summer, they've joined 10,000 or more other visitors and workers on Juneau's docks. But this day, it's the only ship in town, and the streets seem a bit empty. Convention and Visitors Bureau volunteer Sharon Meyer is one of the people answering tourists' questions. She helps them figure out what they can and can't do during their relatively short stays. And she hears some questions with pretty obvious answers.
How far are we above sea level? And I'm not making that up. We get that all the time. And if we take American money.
If they're off a cruise ship, she'll politely remind them that it's floating in the ocean.
As far as the currency goes, you have to answer that based on who you're speaking with. You can never assume that they, want a joke or something on at their expense. So you just say, yes, we do it. But if you need an exchange, we can help them find a bank or someone that would help them out.
Juneau saw almost all of the cruise ship passengers sailing Alaska waters this summer. Skagway and Ketchikan saw a lot, and Sitka, Hoonah, Whittier, and Kodiak saw far fewer. John Binkley is the president of Cruise Lines International Association in Alaska.
It was a great season. We had almost a million visitors that will have come to Alaska on cruise ships, and about the same overall for other modes of transportation and getting to Alaska. I think there were close to 2 million visitors this year.
2014 brought a new ship, the Crown Princess, which carries about 3,000 passengers and 1,200 crew. The same-size Ruby Princess will sail next season, replacing a smaller ship. Cruise lines often shuffle vessels in and out of their Alaska routes. Binkley says that has advantages.
Many times when they put a new ship or a newer ship into a market, it has a loyal following, so you see a lot of passengers that want to go on the new ships and, of course, want to go to Alaska as well.
Passenger capacity has hovered around 1 million for several years. That may be as many as North American markets can provide. But Binkley says cruise lines are targeting new customers, especially in Asia.
It's staggering the number of people who will be in the economic strata in China in the next 10 years to afford cruises, and one of the top destinations that they want to cruise to is Alaska.
Absolutely. There's significant interest from China.
Jillian Simpson is Director of Membership and Tourism Policy for the Alaska Travel Industry Association.
And actually, already we're getting visitors from not only mainland China, but also people that are in the U.S., whether they're studying from China or they're over here for business, or then adding on trips to Alaska.
Simpson says the association's final figures aren't in, but it looks like 2014 season was strong, with about the same number of visitors, but not everywhere.
With the amount of rain, we saw the floodings that were happening early on in the season impacted, Denali and the railroad. Anytime there's lots of rain or storms, it impacts the day cruises or people that need to take a boat out to a lodge, as well as sightseeing tours and being able to get out to remote parts.
Southeast Alaska's Inside Passage also saw extra rain, but that didn't affect its numbers. For one thing, people should know they're visiting a rainforest. Also, cruise ship berths are booked months in advance. Back at Juneau's docks, one of its main attractions, the Mount Roberts Tramway, slides into its lower terminal. It discharges passengers who rode the enclosed gondola to a building and trails almost 2,000 feet up the hillside.
I'm going to show you a kid.
Nearby, a Visitors Bureau volunteer doles out maps and tips, as he has all summer. Some dockside greeters get to be more outgoing. Sharon Meyer, who we talked to earlier, got to go on board some of the ships this year to hand out information and answer questions.
What's your favorite part?
Oh, meeting the people. The visitors are so eager to see do you know, in Alaska, I think it's on a lot of people's bucket lists to come up here.
Many of their questions are the same about weather and wildlife and, of course, altitude and money. But Meyer says this season brought something different.
Some people this summer have been asking where the Sarah Palin statue is. For some reason, they think there's one in town.
Next year's season begins in early May when the Ruby Princess docks in Ketchikan. The ships will keep sailing till mid-September. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.